From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,068th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Ernest Tubb.
You left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You'd broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Oh, Bobby and Buddy now. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
The one, the only Ernest Tubb, and walking the floor over you. Well, thank you, Ernest, and welcome once more to the Grand Ole Opry. As usual, we've got a great show lined up, and tonight's bids fair to top them all. With such personalities aboard as Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell,
Chet Atkins and Del Wood,
Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers,
and our special guest, that lovely young lady who sings the great song, Miss Skeeter Davis.
And Miss Skeeter will be out in just a few minutes. Right now, it's time for one of our boy-type entertainers, although he is a little old to be classed as a boy, even if he is young at heart. Talkative, talented Archie Campbell!
Hello, Ernest. How are you?
Hi, Archie. Good to see you. By the way, Archie, before we get to start talking, you know, myself and a lot of other people, we don't know much about your background. Would you sort of bring us up to date and fill us in on your background?
Be glad to, Ernest. A lot of people ask me about that. I was born in Bull's Gap, Tennessee, friends.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, neighbors. Of course, now there's a special reason why I was born in Bull's Gap. The reason I was born up there was so I could be near my mother.
Oh, yeah.
She was there at the time, and I wanted to be near her, of course, and I was born at a very early age.
That's honest.
I was born when I was a baby, and I like Nashville awful well. Of course, I'm glad I was born in Bull's Gap, but if it ever happens again, I want it to be in Nashville.
Oh, right here. Good.
Yes, sir.
That's good. Be close to your work.
When I was born, friends, I was one of... Be close to my work, yeah. I was one of triplets. There was three of us, and I'll never forget. Me and my two brothers laying there in our little crib, and Paul come in, he looked at him, he said, Mama, he said, there's just too darn many of them. He said, we're going to keep that one in the middle and drown the other two. And friends, if I wasn't a good swimmer, I wouldn't be here today. But my parents was always good to me. They always just let me do anything I want to. My mama thought she just was good to me. I remember she used to say, Archie, she called me Archie. She called me a lot of other things, too. She said, Archie, why don't you go down on the railroad tracks and play a while? They really love me. I've made my own way ever since I was a baby. When I was 2 years old, I crawled to a baby show and won first prize. Been on my own ever since. But the sad part in my life came when, at the tender age of 34, I was left an orphan. And what was I going to do with an orphan? I took it back. Finally, I growed up, and I met this girl, and I went with her for What did I go with her for? I think it's about 2 years. It's funny way I met this girl. Way I met her one night, I was living in this apartment house, and one night I was casually looking through this keyhole, and I saw her there, and you know the most embarrassing thing in the world is to be looking through a keyhole and see another eye looking right back at you. Finally, we decided to get married. I figured it wasn't fair just to go through life enjoying myself. So we decided to get married. Boys, what a beautiful wedding that was. You know what a wedding is, don't you, Ernest?
I'm not sure, Art. Explain
well, a wedding is a funeral where you smell your own flowers.
Oh.
It was a beautiful ceremony, though. We walked down the aisle. I remember her. She was holding on to her daddy's arm. A couple of her brothers was holding me up. I walked down that aisle. I walked straight up, and I said, "Judge, Your Honor, I plead." Wait a minute. That's a different time, Mayor. But she walked up to the preacher there, and I never saw people so nervous in my life. Her daddy, he got so nervous, he dropped the shotgun. I got so excited, I put the ring on the preacher's finger and kissed my $3 goodbye. Good night.
Well, thank you, Brother Archie, for those words of wisdom. And now, Ernest, it's your turn, so how about introducing our next guest?
Oh, I'd be glad to, Grant, because it certainly is a real pleasure. She's a little girl, or maybe I better say a young lady, who has been with the Grand Ole Opry just a short time, but is really making a name for herself in the country music field. So here she is, neighbors, lovely little Miss Skeeter Davis.
Yeah!
Skeeter, honey, come over here and sort of close, and I want to tell you how pleased and happy we all are to have you here on the show with us.
Well, thank you, E.T., and I just wish I could tell you and all the people how pleased I am to be here.
Well, you don't need to, Skeeter, because I'm sure that everybody knows that already. And seeing how that they're all just waiting for you to sing a song, how about giving them what they want, huh?
Well, I'll try my best.
Thank you. And here she is, neighbors, Miss Skeeter Davis, singing her newest RCA Victor record release, Am I That Easy to Forget?
You say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I have for you. Guess I could find somebody too. But I don't want no one but you. How could you leave without regret? Am I that easy to forget? Before you leave, be sure you find you want her love much more than mine. I'll just say we've never met if I'm that easy to
it's like having an old friend back, having you here with us tonight. You've been away too long.
Well, thank you, Grant, but how long is too long?
Well, let's put it this way. You've been on tour for 6 weeks now, and I suppose you had to do without Prince Albert smoking tobacco that long. Wouldn't that be too long?
Oh, I get it. And I'll tell you, I've never been that long without my favorite smoking tobacco.
Well, that's the way it is with PA, Ernest. PA packs a good and burns steady and even without any hot spots.
I reckon it is mighty easy to see why Prince Albert is so popular, Grant. Leastways, its mild and mellow flavor and good taste seem to be what most pipe smokers and roll-your-own men are looking for. One try always seems to convince them.
Yes, Ernest, the proof of all we say is in the puffin, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. So smokers everywhere, for solid flavor and smoking goodness, do like so many others do. Light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, sir, now it's time for some square dances. So here are all the Tennessee Travelers, along with Tommy Jackson, to furnish the music with his fiddle on a tune called Soldier's Joy. Tommy, boy. Hey. Thank you, Tommy Jackson. Square dancers, thanks a lot. That was real great.
Well, it certainly was, Ernest, but now we're going to have to move right along with the show. It's hymn time, and now would you be kind enough to oblige?
Well, I certainly will, Grant, and the hymn I've selected is one of the more simple, older ones, but nonetheless a favorite with all of us. The old standby, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care. Sing to God in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, neighbors. Thank you so very much. You're all very, very kind. But now we've got a real treat in store for all you music lovers. It's our good friend, the king of the guitar, Chet Atkins, playing a great tune from the 20s, Wabash Blues. Chester? Chester? Thank you so much, Chet. That was real wonderful, really great. But now we come to the high spot in the show when we introduce one of the truly greats of the Grand Ole Opry. So let's make the old rhyming really ring out, neighbors, as we welcome the one and only Cousin Minnie Pearl.
From Grinder Switch, Hog Weatherby's boy, little old feller, he swallowed a 50-cent piece the other day. Oh, it was awful. Oh, Ms. Weatherby, she got so upset she didn't know what to do. And old Hog Weatherby says, oh, let him keep it. Tomorrow's his birthday. But, you know, we've been up in Michigan, up there in that cold country up there, you know. Well, how about that? Got some folks here. Well, now, them fellas up there really took a shine to me.
Did they?
Oh, well, it's not safe for a pretty girl from the South to go up there, you know? One fella really did. He got real serious with me. He kind of wanted me to marry him and move up there. I told Mammy about it yesterday. I told Mammy, I said, you know, that fella up there in Michigan, he is real serious about wanting me to marry him. Mammy said, you mean you'd marry a Yankee? And brother said, oh, let her go ahead and do it. It's a good way for us to get even with them. Archie, come here, Archie. Archie, you're going up there in Michigan pretty soon.
I know it.
Careful. Be careful of them Michigan girls. They'll run off with you so quick you don't know.
Oh, and you'd be surprised how easy I am to get.
Well, now, wait a minute here. Archie, you like to look at pictures?
Yeah, I do. You got any pictures?
Well, I found this picture of Uncle Nabob here.
Yeah, let me see that.
Look at there. He's standing in front of a saloon.
Well, I'll swear.
Old Uncle.
Out west, huh?
Yeah, he's a fine old feller.
Hey, Minnie.
Yeah?
Say, it's Uncle Nabob in the front of a saloon?
Yeah.
Well, I can see the saloon, but I don't see Uncle Nabob.
Has he went back in there again? Boy! Say, you never know about that codger. You know, he come in town with me today. He wanted to get an outboard motor.
What in the world does he want with an outboard motor?
Well, the doctor told him he had a floating kidney, and he thought he might as well have a little fun with it. Well, sir, though.
Say, Minnie.
Yeah?
How's Nabob coming along with his campaign for mayor?
Well, he's... We had to withdraw, Archie.
Withdraw?
Yeah, he got tired.
Yeah, it's just too much for him, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Say, he got tired?
Yeah, he got tired, and then he got feathered. Well, sir, I'd like to say one thing about these here political campaign speeches that they're getting ready to make, you know.
Oh, they're making them.
This is the year. Old Lafe Plodgett, he's got a dairy farm up there at Grinder Switch. He's real proud when the years come around for the political speeches. Because he's got him one of them loudspeakers from his radio up there in that dairy barn where he's got all them heifers, you know.
Yeah.
He says when them political speeches starts, he just turns on that radio and them speeches come in that through that barn and them cows are just so happy. Seem like they don't know one kind of bull from another.
Wait.
Bye now. See you next week.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ernest Tubb with a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, and the puffin, and the puffin. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
And making men, being crimp cut, Prince Albert doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. And like I sang, the proof is in the puffin'. P.A. proves right off that it has mild and mellow flavor. So roll your next cigarette with Prince Albert.
And now it's guest time once more, and here's Miss Skeeter Davis back again with another of her great songs, Homebreaker. Skeeter.
Homebreaker.
I broke up your home and that I stole your man. But that's not really true. I never had it planned. You're giving me the blame, but in your heart you should know he stopped loving you a long time ago. Remember what he had to face when his day would end? Just another party night with you entertaining your friends. You gave them all your attention, and he often sat alone, neglected and left out of things in what you called a home. That's what you're calling me, but he stopped loving you before he came to me. I was sitting in a diner when he came in all alone. Why, I bet you didn't miss him or even know that he was gone. I listened as he talked to me. He had to tell someone, and he cried tears for you. Now yours have just begun. Well, now you say you love him, but if you really do, then give him this chance at happiness, the happiness he never had with you. Homebreaker, that's what you're calling me, but he stopped loving you before he came to me.
Oh, wonderful, Skeeter. Thanks so much, honey. And thanks for being here on the show with us.
Now it's time we introduce another of our Opry regulars. This time, Miss Del Wood at the piano, playing from her Mississippi Showboat album, Riverboat Ride.
Thank you so much, Dell. That was real fine, honey.
Well, Ernest, I know you've been out on tour, but before we have that one last song, how about letting us all in on what you're going to be doing during the next week or so?
Well, Grant, fortunately, we'll get to be home the next couple of weeks, but we will be making a new album for the DACA people.
Well, that's good news, and I know it's going to be a typical Tub success. Now, how about singing us that song? Here he is, neighbors, our star, Ernest Tub, and one of his latest DACA releases, Next Time.
Never be another one ever hurt me like you've done. I'll wait until I'm sure next time. I won't wear my heart upon my sleeve. I'll hide my feelings, won't believe the words I love you till the church bells chime. Next time I won't fall. The first time that love calls, I'll wait till I'm sure that I will be loved in return. I won't forget heartaches I've earned. Oh, Bobby and Buddy now. The rules of love just don't apply to me no more. I'd rather die than trust my heart and get it broke again. Now I may turn down one or two,
There's a doubt they won't be true. Next time I play this game, I wanna win. Next time I won't fall. The first time that love calls, I'll wait till I'm sure that I will be loved. In return, I won't forget heartaches I've earned. Oh, Bobby Garrett now. I won't forget heartaches I've earned. Well, then that means that we have to go until the next time, folks. You know, it sure was nice having you here tonight. And we know that you'll want to hear next week's show because our good friend Ray Price will be the star with Miss Patsy Cline along as his special guest. Till then, this is Ernest Tubbs saying thanks a million for everything. And remember to be better to your neighbors, and you're going to have better neighbors, doggone you. And we'll be seeing all of you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you looking for flavor and mildness?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
The best tobacco makes the very best smoke.
Have a real cigarette.
A real cigarette.
A real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette.
A real cigarette.
A real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.